A company facilitating $180 million in annual sales without a single web designer sounds impossible. Yet this was Etsy's reality in 2010. Randy J. Hunt arrived as their first web designer, constantly hearing colleagues reference the product without understanding what distinguished it from a website. This confusion sparked a revelation that would reshape digital design thinking. The distinction isn't trivial. It fundamentally changes how we build for the web. A restaurant's website displaying hours and menu is just that, a website. But the system the owner uses to update that information, that's a product. Products invite repeated use, enable two-way data flow, and create personalized experiences that persist over time. They're living entities, requiring user accounts, featuring dynamic flows rather than static pages, and extending beyond browsers into emails, texts, and real-world interactions. Understanding this difference transforms how we approach digital creation, not as finite projects with completion dates, but as evolving experiences that grow alongside their users. Product design thrives at the crossroads of multiple disciplines, and the most powerful insights emerge where these fields blur together. Think of it as a Venn diagram, where user experience, visual design, engineering, and business strategy overlap. The center point is where breakthrough products are born. Product design creates experiences that are both understandable and meaningful. The interface is what users touch. Interaction design determines what happens when they do. Information architecture organizes complexity into navigable systems. Product management balances business needs, technical constraints, and user desires. Visual design determines appearance, while interaction design governs behavior. Engineers don't just execute designs, they often discover solutions designers never imagined. Writing shapes behavior through button labels, error messages, and navigation text. Product marketing communicates value to attract users. The myth that designers can't wear multiple hats crumbles when you recognize that clustered skill sets create powerful product creators. Stop thinking in pages. Start designing for flow, a concept implying movement, unpredictable pathways, and the passage of time. Like water moving around obstacles at varying speeds, users experience products over time rather than in frozen moments. Flow extends beyond screens to encompass both online and offline experiences. Avoid dead ends. They're missed opportunities. When a flow concludes, a purchase, a sign-up, connect it to the next experience. After customers order, offer recommendations or community links rather than just thank you. Think of filling glasses. When one fills, place another below to catch the overflow. Flows can extend over weeks or years. Discover connection points between experiences and guide users across transitions by clearly communicating benefits. Your product isn't destinations, it's a continuous journey where each milestone leads naturally to the next. Users notice colors and buttons immediately, but invisible features profoundly impact trust. Performance reflects quality. Slow websites feel wrong before users fully engage. Speed matters. Optimize through caching, CDNs, compression, and efficient code. Yet sometimes deliberate pacing builds confidence. For important transactions, visual feedback during processing reassures users. Reliability means consistent functionality. Buttons that respond predictably, gestures that feel natural, features that work every time. Balance familiar functionality with evolution. Too frequent changes suggest unreliability, while changes after long stability feel jarring. Community creates impressions of reliability, like restaurant lines suggesting excellent food. Your internal community includes customer service and product creators. Your external community is your growing customer base. Make their engagement visible through collective achievements or positive reviews. Support means providing accessible resources that create positive emotional connections through simple offers like, "Need support? Just ask." Security builds confidence by demonstrating respect for information and privacy, including fraud prevention and data protection. Users want to feel their information is safe with real humans monitoring security. Intent should guide every design decision. Effective design must always trump clever design. When cleverness obscures purpose, innovation quickly fades. Unclear naming creates cognitive hurdles. Descriptive language beats metaphoric terms, especially for core features. New terminology should emerge from user behavior, like retweet, which Twitter adopted after their community created it. Designers often create newness for its own sake, missing opportunities to build on existing knowledge. Pressure to market products as new and improved pushes toward gimmicky features that frustrate users. Personality mismatches occur when design elements don't align with purpose. A serious medical app shouldn't feel childlike. Your role is reducing solutions to familiar, understandable ideas while ensuring the product works as intended. Every choice should pass a strict usability filter. Does this help users? Does it improve their experience? Sometimes the best design is no design at all. Standard solutions that users already understand might work perfectly. Designs should reward users for engaging in intended ways, not punish them for mistakes. Effective design provides clear, attainable goals while removing obstacles to success. Keep carrots visible by leading users to desired answers. A photo organization app might immediately display buttons for selecting people, accessing libraries, and verifying suggestions, providing clear paths without lengthy instructions. Design choices can imply actions. Pulsing buttons draw attention and encourage interaction. Show explicit examples of successful outcomes. Displaying other users' organized libraries demonstrates potential. Provide encouragement when users take desired actions. Progress bars, messages like "almost done," and social feedback loops create small dopamine-releasing rewards that generate satisfaction users will subconsciously crave again. Simple rewards encourage repeat behavior. Social notifications requiring site returns, game mechanics like status levels with increasing benefits, exclusive information access, and public recognition of achievements all drive engagement. Traditional creators perfect products before revealing them, an approach stemming from physical resources limitations. Web products offer nearly complete malleability, enabling frequent changes. Embrace early, frequent iterations to create living products that evolve with the changing world. Many smaller gestures have greater cumulative effect than one grand gesture. Great products emerge through constant iteration and collaboration. Share work frequently, even every few hours, to get feedback that prevents wasted time. A 5-minute sketch shared with an engineer can save 2 weeks on impossible designs. Keep minimal investment in early concepts, as elaborate renderings suffocate progress. With frequent changes, problems become immediately obvious in your metrics. Products ultimately succeed based on how well they match people's needs. Before building, answer: who would use this? What do they want? When, where, why, and how would they use it? Work like sociologists. Ask users what makes products better and how they discuss them with others. For non-users, explore their perceptions and current choices. Observation is crucial. What people say often differs from what they do. Watch users in natural environments to understand where products fit into their lives. Value all feedback. Listen to customer stories, monitor blogs, track support issues, and analyze discussions about competitors. Users often discover unexpected uses that inspire new features. Twitter's hashtags and retweets began as user innovations. Ask people about their goals and problems, not product ideas. They'll tell you exactly what you need to know. Your interface isn't a canvas for artistic expression. It's a bridge between human needs and digital solutions. Design with empathy, build with intention, iterate with humility.